I do it for the ladies, but I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo? Hey! I see you, Ron. No, Keith, you was right. We just get started. Yeah, man.
Welcome everybody to Canada's Pinball Podcast. I felt like I used enough energy on yesterday's Saturday morning spectacular that I've got nothing left in the tank. Well, that's not true, but I really hope you enjoyed that show. If you haven't seen it, go watch. We reveal to the world the exclusive bit of information nobody else has said to date. Keith Elwin's next game is an all-original Star Trek game based on the original Star Trek crew of Spock and Captain Kirk. That means it's William Shatner, it's Leonard Nimoy, and I'm not sure if it's like the original series yet or it's the movies like Wrath of Khan. It's going to be great. And I'm also hearing that Fallout is unfreaking believable, but it's hard to really feel that way about any Stearns moving forward, isn't it? It feels like every time we hear it, it's like, oh man, this thing's going to be loaded, it's going to be incredible. And then we get the game, and there are corners cut. But I am hearing that Fallout is great. It is Keith Elwin. I don't think it's a leap to say that Keith Elwin's next game is going to be phenomenal. The only issue is this, is that most of us would rather Transformers knock us away or knock us out of the park versus Fallout, the Amazon TV show, which isn't really something we grew up with. We don't have nostalgia for it. It's going to be cool, but it's not timeless. And it's not in our sort of cultural sort of zeitgeist the same way stuff like Transformers is. So we'll see. It's coming out. When is that going to be? Like 4 months from now? We will get the Keith Elwin game. I think it's going to be sometime in August. All right. So what I'm going to do on this show at the end of this show is I am going to break an exclusive again. Because I heard loud and clear from B. You know B, he's on the Patreon chat. He said, Canada, you're not supposed to give away such valuable information for free to those people that don't pay for the show. And I don't always agree with that. I think if you subscribe to Canada's Pinball Podcast, you're doing it because not only are you getting a great chat on Patreon, you're getting all the shows that not everybody gets access to, but I think it's more about supporting me. You know, a little monetary monthly donation that just says thank you so much for taking time away from your family, time away from work, to create content every single week that we enjoy. So I really do appreciate each and every one of you. I want to say welcome to our new member at $10 a month, Crappio. And so I'm going to dedicate this exclusive news to Crappio. I'm not sure who it is. I love the fact that there is a grown man out there that just is going to give me $10 a month, and his screen name is Crappio. Okay, so first let's start with Transformers, because I'm hearing more and more from people on the inside that this mechanism of Optimus was working, it was yanked out, and it was a cost-cutting measure. It's based on the toy. I just shared the video on my Facebook page. This is the toy that Hasbro sent them that transforms. That's why his arms are in that little like chicken flap dance sort of motion, because they quickly go in and it transforms down, and it's a little remote control vehicle. It would have been so cool. And the more I think about it, the more I think about George's answer on this whole topic, the more I'm getting skeptical that they couldn't get it done. The more I'm starting to believe that it was a cost-cutting measure, because if George just said something like, the linkage wasn't working properly and that was it, right? Then I would have believed him. But when he starts saying stuff like, it wasn't even fun and it got old, like once you start adding in those types of excuses, then I start to feel like you're trying too hard now to convince me and everybody else that the game isn't gonna suffer because it's not in it. It just starts to feel a little bit more like spin and damage control, which we see a lot of these days over at Stern Pinball when the competitors are getting it done. And then you look at this game and, you know, Grimlock looks unfinished. Optimus doesn't transform. And so, look, all the complaining in the world isn't going to fix this. They had their opportunity to get it done. They didn't execute on the plan.